This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Yeah, new one from Aussie psych band Moses Gunn Collective, and You Can Find Love Anywhere. Indeed, you can, here on The Pulse on BFM 89.9. So far in the program, we'll be talking about the relaxation of SOPs for the creative arts. And we're asking you, do you think it's too early or is it a long time coming? Do share with us your thoughts. Tweet us at BFM Radio or WhatsApp 018-789-8899. Right, we've come on to a segment that we like to call By the way, I don't know about you, Hanif, but a common bane for live streamers, both of us aren't, so we can't tell. But a common bane is copyrighted music on live streams. Even a small 2-second snippet could take down the entire video or even the channel.
Yeah.
Good news for streamers, because it's recently announced that Facebook Gaming is opening its licensed music library to more creators. The company partnered with UMG, Sony Music and Warner to create a huge library of copyright-free background music on Facebook Gaming. The library was previously only available to those with partner status. But now Facebook is opening up to streamers on the level up tier equivalent of a Twitch affiliate. This brings more than 100,000 creators access to new background music during streams. And of course, it comes at a crucial time when creators are leaving Twitch for alternatives like YouTube and Facebook Gaming. Creators aren't limited to predetermined playlists, so they can play whatever song they like. However, Facebook notes that streamers don't have the right to use certain songs, and it will flag those to creators with a notification. The streamer can then remove the restricted song from their playlist to avoid running into trouble. To mark the Facebook expansion, they are hosting several streams in which celebrity DJs will select the background tracks while creators play games. Pretty interesting. DJ Khaled and Diplo are set to be taking part in these such special streams, which will take place throughout the month. I don't know about you, but I've never ever seen a Facebook gaming stream. Maybe I will now, with more people jumping onto it.
Yeah, I have seen some, actually, to be fair. And I guess there's not that much difference, to be fair. By the way, Sarah Harding, member of UK's pop group Girls Aloud, has passed away on the morning of 5th of September 2021, aged 39. She was diagnosed with breast cancer last year, and her death was announced in an Instagram post written by Sarah's mother. The statement reads, It's with deep heartbreak that today I'm sharing the news that my beautiful daughter Sarah has sadly passed away. Many of you will know of Sarah's battle with cancer and that she fought so strongly from her diagnosis until her last day. She slipped away peacefully this morning. I'd like to thank everyone for their kind support over the past year. It meant the world to Sarah, and it gave her great strength and comfort to know she was loved. I know she won't want to be remembered for her fight against this terrible disease. She was a bright, shining star, and I hope that's how she can be remembered instead. Her rise to fame happened back in 2002 when she auditioned for a reality TV show, Pop Stars The Rivals, together with several prominent stars, which resulted in the formation of the pop group Girls Aloud. The group achieved 4 UK chart-topping singles and 21 top 10 hits. They also managed to produce 5 full-length albums between 2003 and 2008, went on hiatus for a period of time, and the group got disbanded officially back in 2013. Besides being a member of Girls Aloud, Sarah also pursued a career in acting. She appeared in films and television shows, including Celebrity Big Brother, Bad Day, and BBC's television film Free Fall. Rest in peace, Sarah.
Rest in peace. On another note, one of the bigger music releases over the last week or so is, can't run away from this, Drake's Certified Lover Boy. After the release, Drake is now listed as the most streamed artist in a day on Apple Music. CLB is also Apple Music's most streamed album within a 24-hour period in 2021, achieving the honor just days after Kanye West's Donda broke the stream on the streaming platform. Drake hit upwards of 600,000 album equivalent sales units during its first week, doubling Kanye's Donda, which opened with just over 300,000 units. Drake had racked up 153 million global Spotify streams on its first day, which is again another record in the platform's history, surpassing yet another previously held record, guess who, by his own album, Drake's Scorpion, with 132 million. Don't think I'll get into the album, but Certified Love Boy, if you've not heard it yet, features a whole host of collaborations with the Toronto native, including the likes of Jay-Z, Travis Scott, Future, Young Thug, Kid Cudi, Lil Baby, and more.
Yeah. By the way, Chinese social media platform Weibo have suspended 22 K-pop accounts due to what they deem as irrational star chasing behavior. These suspended accounts include fans of K-pop band BTS who apparently crowdfunded on the platform to customize an airplane to show Jimin's face on the exterior, starting on the 1st of September to the 30th of November in celebration of the idol member's birthday. Weibo accused one of the fans' account of illegal fundraising for the stunt. In a statement by Weibo, the company said it firmly opposes such irrational star chasing behavior and will deal with it seriously, and they also pledged to quote unquote regulate community order on its platform. Cyberspace Administration of China has also announced measures to clean up what they seem to call a chaos of celebrity fan clubs. This includes activities that persuade children to contribute money to their favorite idol and stop social media groups that are deemed as bad influence. We're not sure how this move is going to affect the community and the fandom, considering how strong they are collectively. It'll be interesting to see a pushback from them, as strict as China can be in their regulation in this instance.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, China has been cracking down on a lot of things recently, right? Gaming, another thing that's popped up in the news, but then again, story for another show.
Yeah, indeed.
You've been tuned into The Pulse, the show that brings you the latest indie music and fresh new music. We have been chatting this evening about the relaxation of SOPs for the creative arts. We had a chat with Uze Sawal, who's the head honcho of Phono KL. We also had from an artist perspective,
yeah,
we talked to Azmi Yuno. If you'd like to check out any of those interviews, do remember they'll be up real soon, www.bfm.my. And if you'd like to get in touch with us, you can always tweet us at BFM Radio. My name's Daryl Ong,
and I'm Hanif Baharuddin.
Again, Hanif, you're going to end off with a new tune from an old guy.
Yeah, this is another one from a veteran singer. This time it's Sting with his new single, If It's Love.
This has been The Pulse. Join Ali and Off next week, only here on BFM 89.9. Good night.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.